Yeah.
Missouri, this is Michael from Local Splash. I'm speaking to Daniel.
Yeah, this is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel. Thank you for picking up the call. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm working.
That's wonderful. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I calling at the wrong time?
No, I'm just curious to what you wanted.
Well, I'm actually doing a follow-up call, sir. If you could remember, we actually spoke way back in February. We talked about possibly reactivating your service. We had your account actually placed on hold up until April the 4th. Something I also noticed that you sent us an email also today, I'm sure on the 28th, that you mentioned about discontinuing your service with us. So this is something I would like to discuss with you over the phone, if that would be okay, or if you feel like I can reschedule.
I mean, I still have no plans of resuming the service. I mean, I'm not even working in my business right now. You know, there's no point.
Oh, I see. I understand it, sir. Well, glad that you mentioned that. You mentioned that you're not doing anything about your business at the moment, like the Rainy City Home Services?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you temporarily close it? Or was it closed for good? Because I believe the last time that we spoke about is that you were not getting any leads, but we figured it out. It seems that your Google business profile was not verified. That's the main purpose that we had your account placed on hold for 6 months since October. And they offered to call it back so we can, you know, help you again with the Google verification, help you as well first with a rate. You know, we'll check other options that we can do as well for you, and that way we can help you with your Google online presence. Because, you know, that being in Google is actually very beneficial to your business, that you can attract more leads. You see that you're getting leads from Facebook ads before. You also have a good website, actually, raincityservices.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just don't want to do it anymore. I'm working for someone else, you know. It's too much of a headache dealing with clients and this and that, you know. So,
I understand, sir. Well, it's really not really more about, you know, maximizing leads here. You can also still get leads, actually, but not that a lot compared to being verified in Google. You can still get leads by, you know, keeping your website, because it's also one way that you can get clients, because it has your phone number there. You can even track those calls coming in the dashboard. So if you think if you're not yet ready with, you know, the Google SEO, the verification for $299, we can retain your website, because, again, having a very good website is very beneficial for your business, so you can put it somewhere in your business cards or to your vehicle. For a lower cost, for $49, including the call tracking number as well. And that way you can track any calls coming in. You can also see there how many people visited your website or even fill out a form or call you from the website itself. You know, creating your own website is definitely very costly nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and if you're ready to do the campaign again for SEO or, like, Google Online Presence, then you're free to add them back in the future. We can lower the rate as well, which is going to help you. But for now, why not just keep the website up and running? Again, I'll give it for $49 a month only.
Yeah, but why would I keep my website up and running if I'm not working in my business anymore? I closed it down. What's the point? You know?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I misheard you earlier. That's what I asked you to temporarily close it, and then that's when you told me that, you know, you're avoiding less hassle from clients. So I just thought of, well, why not, you know, we can maybe minimize the leads coming in, so aside from putting in Google, which is going to help you maximize the leads, why not continue keeping the website down?
Yeah, well, I'll call when I'm ready to resume the service, and I'll let you know. I don't want any charges without my approval.
Of course, yeah, we did not bill you, actually, Daniel, and that's your point of me calling you back, sir, as we promised before. Because we're very keen in billing. We don't just bill the account without your approval. I would really appreciate if you could call us back whenever you need our help. I noticed that we had already placed your account on hold for 6 months. That's the, the longest I can place the account on hold. But are you sure you don't want to keep the website at the moment? Again, you're free to cancel or even add SEO in the future. I can even lower it to $39 if that helps. And that way you can still access your dashboard. You can still get leads from it.
You could delete it.
I'll go ahead and take care of canceling the account for you, Daniel. You know what? You have a call tracking number here. You can actually keep it. You can track calls coming in for only $15 a month. At least you can still have access to your dashboard. The good thing about it is that, you can monitor calls coming in. You can track them, tag them as spam, or block them as well. It's a very good tool instead of, advertising your direct business phone number, not only in the website, but maybe into all other listings as well, like Facebook or Instagram if you have one. And only for $15, then. That's 15.
Nah, I'm good. Thank you. I mean, I tried it out, tried it out, but I think I'm good for now.
I want to really respect the decision, sir. Thanks. So, at the moment, I'll go ahead and cancel the account here for your request. Let me just complete things for you here.
Yeah. Just go ahead and cancel it.
Yes, sir. Just give me 1 to 2 minutes so we can put your request here real quick. Okay. Hold on.
What did you say?
Oh, let me complete your request here. Just give me 1 to 2 minutes, okay? Hold on, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Daniel, thank you for holding through. Let me just confirm, please, that your email address you haven't filed still is radiocityhomeservices@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's the right one.
Okay, thank you. Almost done here. I'm just completing your request, okay? And I will make sure to send you an email. I'll be right back shortly.
Yeah, just send everything through my email.
Thank you. Just give me 1 minute here. Almost done. Thank you. Just stay on the line for me, please. I just want to make sure that you're on the line with me while we're completing your request.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, Daniel, thank you for patiently waiting, sir. So very successfully canceled your account effective today, and you'd also be receiving an email of the confirmation of your cancellation of the account today as well. You should receive it shortly, within 1 to 10 minutes. So yes, the account is successfully effective today, and I really look forward for you to onboard you again in the future. So aside from this, anything else I can do for you today, Daniel?
No, that's fine. That's it.
Well, again, thank you for your time, and as mentioned, I look forward to have business with you again in the future. You have a great one again.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Stay well. Take care. Bye-bye.